Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you humbly in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And I want Him to be yours if He isn't, He can be. If He isn't, He came to be. The Bible says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, that means you, sir. That means you, ma'am. If you've never met Christ somewhere at an altar of prayer, if you've never met Christ in your life, you've never bowed before Him and said, God, I'm a sinner. Right now, I believe what Christ did at Calvary, He did for me. I repent of my sin and by faith receive Him as my Savior. I'll tell you what, you need to do that. The Bible said, whosoever's called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's pretty simple, is it not? God's done all the work. All you got to do is do the believing. That's the only thing that you can do to get the job done that lasts for eternity. How wonderful it is. Well, I hope this finds you well, this crazy time, is it not? The pandemic still continues, but oh, I'll tell you, friend, the grace of God does too, and the grace of God is greater than all of my problems and all of my troubles and all of my fears, and it's greater than yours too. I've opened my Bible to the book of John, John chapter 21, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the book of Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, the book of John chapter 21, and I don't know, I'm going to read at least, if not a few more, but at least the first four verses of that chapter. What a great chapter it is. I'm glad that John wrote this. I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God inspired John to write this and give it to us. And I'll tell you, it's a blessing to know. What a message. I mean, there's more to it than what I'm going to preach. Much more to it than I'm going to preach. But can I say this just to kind of prime the pump? Listen, sir, ma'am, I don't know who you are. Don't know where you're at. Don't know what your problem is or has been. There's a new day available for you, and it is today. Well, before I preach, before I start, Deb's got a song she's going to do. It's a beautiful song, one of our favorite. The title of it is Save by His Grace. By the way, if you don't know that, if you don't know this, it's the only way you can be saved. You enjoy the song. I'll be back in just a minute or two with a message.
I was standing alone in the darkness. Jesus had stepped in the light. He said that I could be justified if by faith I'd believe. My heart was so heavy, then the burden was lifted. Now free from guilt and shame. That's when I found mercy and grace. I found it in Jesus' name. After I found grace when I met the Master, He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. No longer do I stand in the darkness, no longer a sinner am I. Freely He gave so I could be saved. Peace and joy now abide. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith through His grace. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith
I'm glad that we're saved by the grace of God. That's in fact what the book of Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9 says. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's always been by grace from the beginning. If you don't believe me, ask a man by the name of Noah. It was by grace. It is by grace. It'll always be by grace. And I'm glad. Sir, listen, you can be saved. Sir, ma'am, you can be saved today by the grace of God. Look, if you need a new beginning, you can have it. The sun rose today. The day dawned. I mean, the day broke. The night is past. God's brought us together to let you know there's hope. There is hope. Look, I don't know where this finds you. Before I read my text, I don't know where this finds you. I don't know what condition you're in. I don't know if you're a sinner. You're as sunk as deep in the mires of sin as you can go. I don't know who you've been with. I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know what you've tried. Don't know what you filled your body with. Don't know where you put your body. Don't know who you've led have your body. So many things could be saved. Don't know how depressed you are. Don't know how discouraged you are. Just don't know how disjointed you are. Just don't know how desperate you are. But I want to tell you something. By the grace of God, you can have a new beginning today. It's a new day. A new day is dawning. A new beginning. And it can be for you. And look, the devil say, it can happen for everybody but you. Listen, Jesus, when he told Nicodemus about the new birth, and he began to talk about that serpent that was raised up in the wilderness when the children of Israel sinned, and God judged them by sending fiery serpents there, he said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And in John 3:16, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you want it today, you can get it. If you want a reason for living, if you want the purpose for living, if there's somebody here backslidden, listen, you've gone like the prodigal, wrong way, long way in the wrong way. I mean, you've gone down in the hog pen. If you just got down there, not just fed them, but you fed on what they fed on. If you slept with them and got in the mud with them, doesn't matter what it is. Listen, friend, God has sent us together today. God has caused our paths to cross. So you, sir, you, ma'am, if you need it, especially if you want it, can have a new beginning today. In the Word of God, he said in the book of John chapter 1 or chapter 21 verse 1, and after these things, I like that phrase, don't you? After these things, let me stop right there. Let me just preach down through this. Maybe that's what the Lord would want me to do. After this, listen, we're at the end. We're at the end of the book of John. The book of John is a book about God being manifest in the flesh. It's a book about John giving us seven different miracles and giving us the signs, which are the miracles that Jesus presented so that men might know He's the Christ, and that believing that He is the Christ, they might be saved. That's what He said in the latter part of chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. I could read it, but I don't have time. By this time, Jesus, listen, friend, had lived 33 and a half years. He had died at the hands of Pilate. He had been buried in a borrowed tomb of Nicodemus, a rich man. He had been raised according to the Word of Almighty God. And by this time, at least twice, according to the Gospel of John, he had appeared to his apostles. But here they were. Here they were at a place. Here they were at a place called Galilee. They were up in the northern part of the nation of Israel near the Sea of Galilee, and I'll tell you, Jesus told them that He would meet them there. But listen, the Word of God says after this. Can I tell you something? By the grace of God, there's always an after this. Listen, there are things that have passed. And when they met Jesus, listen, when they met Jesus here, He made sure that there was something that would be forever put beyond them, put behind them. There would never be a time when Peter would say again what he said in this chapter, brothers, I go a-fishing, you want to go with me? But after this, I like that. Thank God. A lot of things happened prior to this to get us to this place. Jesus, sir, Jesus, ma'am, died for our sins. Look, I don't care what shape this finds you in. I don't care whether you're the wickedest sinner there ever was, or if you're a fallen saint, it doesn't matter to me. God's speaking to you. God wants you to come to Him. He wants you to realize that He'll restore you. He'll refresh you. He'll give you a new beginning today. After these things, the Bible said, Jesus shewed Himself to the disciples of the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise shewed He Himself. He had told them in, I believe it is, Matthew 26:32, Matthew 28:10, that listen, I'll see you in Galilee. I'll see you in Galilee. I could turn to read them. I could quote them a little bit closer than that, but look, Jesus said, I'll see you in Galilee. Can I tell you what? I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself. But Jesus knows right where you're at. He knows right who you are. Do you hear? He knows exactly what you need. He's willing to meet you there. He's willing to meet you there. Now watch this. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, which were James and John, and two other of His disciples. Man, what a motley bunch that is. Who do you connect with most of all? Do you connect with old Simon Peter? He's the first man listed, and every time we find the 12 apostles listed, Peter starts the list. I mean to tell you, he's on top. Look, many times Peter was the spokesman for the crowd. Many times he said remarkable things there. He just stuck his foot in his mouth, just like me and you. Peter was made out of clay, just like you and I are, like you and I are. And you know what he did one time? He denied the Lord. Hey, I don't know who you are. Don't know what you've done, but do you align with Peter? Do you align with him that at one time followed the Lord just as close as he could be, and the next time how he was following the Lord afar off, even looking at the Lord, and then going to find himself a place to weep and repent because he had denied the Lord? How about this man by the name of Thomas? He's my namesake, also known as Didymus. He's the twin. He's the twin of me and you. Can I tell you something? I believe Thomas got a bad deal when they called him the doubter. I really do. Not only did he doubt, so did all the others. Say amen right there. But all this Thomas, he was a strong man. He was out walking the streets when the other 10, Judas, by this time had died. On the days after resurrection, on the days after crucifixion, even on the day of resurrection, Thomas was away from the others. But listen, he said, lest I see the prints of the nails in his hands and the spear in his side, I'll not believe. Look, don't we all need those kind of things? What about this man with the fame of Nathanael? Boy, he was a critic, was he not? Hey, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? We find him saying in the beginning of John in chapter 1. And how about those two sons of Zebedee? They were sons of thunder, Jesus called them. I mean, to tell you, they were fiery fellows, were they not? Why, even the other ten got upset because they beat the rest of them to the trick. They sent Mommy to Jesus and said, hey, Mom, see if you can't get us a good seat in the kingdom. Would you go talk to Jesus and see if we can't be set way up front, way up close with Him? And here I like the way that verse 2 ends, and two other of His disciples. Now it could have been James. It could have been Andrew. But let me tell you who I believe it is. I believe it's me and you. I believe, listen, this was put there purposely by the Spirit of God not to name these other two, to make up the seven, to make up this complete group of people that we find in this boat on that day on the Sea of Galilee when Jesus came to them. But watch this. What a crew they were. What a group they were. I don't know whether I'd like to be in the midst of them or not, but I've been there. I've been just like Peter. I've been hot and I've been cold. I've been like Peter. Bless God, I hate to say it, but I've been backslidden on God. I'm telling you, I've denied Him and just failed Him in so many sad sideways. And how about Thomas? Oh, listen, I've been just like him, wondering and having weak faith. And poor Nathaniel, listen, can anything good happen here? How about the sons of Zebedee? Man, listen, I've been fired up and I've been wanting the wrong kind of position. And oh, I don't know who you are. I don't know what your situation is. But I'll tell you, listen, you can have a new beginning. I'm not even giving you my text yet, but I'm about to do that. Simon Peter in verse 3 said to them, I go a-fishing. I go a-fishing, they said to him, we go also with thee. So they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. You ever been there? You ever been that place and nothing happened? I don't care what you tried, don't care what you knew. I mean to tell you, these men were fishermen. They knew the lake. They knew how to cast the net. They knew what the waters were. They knew how the fish were. Boy, I've been there. I've been out of the will of God. Nothing good happened. Just long nights, just dark nights, just cold nights, just indifferent times, haven't you? I mean to tell you, feel lonely, feel just wait time, like I'm spinning my wheels, wasting my time. I just feel like that I'm just as empty and worthless as I can be. Oh, have you ever been there? Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt the oppressing hand of the darkness? Look, this was a physical darkness that night, but I'm persuaded that there are some spiritual issues going on there with these seven men. Oh, look, friend, it gets dark when you don't walk in the light. It gets dark when you don't fellowship with the light. But, oh, here's the text. Thank God, listen to the text. He said after this in verse 1, but watch this. Verse 4 begins this way, but. Oh, now look, let's contrast this. Peter said, I go a-fishing. They said, we go with thee. And that night they caught nothing. That night they labored all night. They gotten that ship. I thrust it off the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and out there maybe 100 yards, maybe 200 yards. What a beautiful place that is. I've had the privilege of seeing it 6 times. I'd like to be there 600 times, but I'll see it again someday. And all the night was dark. I don't think there was much of a wind on the lake. Probably calm. Hey, but it was just as dark as pitch, if you will. But look at what verse 4 says. Hallelujah. But, he said, now it was dark. But, on the other hand, but, he said, when the morning was now come. Thank God, aren't you glad for the morning? There's the text right there. When the morning was now come. Hey, sir, ma'am, I'm telling you might be in the darkness. You may be in the deepest pit that there is that any man, woman, boy or girl could go into. It may be dark all around you. I mean to tell you, you failed. I mean, you just didn't stump your toe. You failed. And you just mashed your face. I mean, you just fell right on your face. You fell hard, did you not? No, it hurts. There's a shame there, isn't there? I'm glad there is. There's a conviction there, isn't there? There's a sense of loss, isn't there? I mean to tell you, don't know what to do. Look, Jesus had just appeared to these guys twice, 2 weeks in a row. He was soon, after 40 days complete, to go back to the right hand of the Father. 10 days later, the Holy Spirit would come and take His abode in their heart permanently. They were wondering, were they not? They were trying to figure this out. Maybe it's gone wrong for you. Maybe your son or daughter has been sick. Maybe, listen, they've fallen into the drug world. Maybe some other tragedy has come. Maybe there's a problem in your relationship. I don't know what it is, but it's dark where you're at. Hey, can I tell you? Bless God, the morning's going to come. Hey, listen, then the morning, when the morning was now come. I like that. I like thinking about a morning. You know what a morning marks to me? A new beginning, a new day, a bright opportunity. Hey, I don't know what the morning holds. I don't know what the day holds. I care not tomorrow. I care not today what tomorrow may hold. If shadow or sunshine or rain, my Lord, I know ruleth o'er everything. And all of my worry is vain. All I know is that God knows. And that's enough. But listen, then came the morning, and look what they found. Look at what they found on the morning. Jesus took stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Well, there's a lot of times He's there that we don't see Him. We can't recognize Him, but listen, friend, He was there that day. And can I tell you, listen, He's here today. He's here calling you. He's here waiting. Hey, He watched the morning break. He was waiting, friend, for the night to end. He made it come to pass like that. He brought us together in this moment of time. He sent this message to you. You don't even normally listen to preachers preaching you. You're not normally in this area, wherever you may be. I listen to this old country preacher. But thank God it's a new day. And in this new day, you can have new life. Your hope can be renewed. Listen, thank God. And you can have assurance of salvation. Oh, you can be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Jesus is available. He's waiting. He's calling. He's here today, friend. And look, when the morning was now come. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? The Bible talks several times about the eighth day. Talks about the morrow after the Sabbath. And can I tell you all what? Every Lord's Day, every Sunday, it's not a Sabbath. It is a Lord's Day. It is the first day of the week. It's the morrow after the Sabbath. In biblical terms, it's the day, the eighth day, the day after the Sabbath. And the number eight marks a new beginning. That's what eight is. Oh, listen, sure, man. I plead with you to realize that you can have a new beginning today. Can I tell you something? After this meeting of Jesus on the shore of Galilee, listen, that things were never the same for them. Things are never the same. Listen, I believe they never look back and look at what verse 5 said. And then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? And they said, no. Listen, you want me to tell you one of the things that made this real? They made true confession. I don't know what you need to confess. I don't know what you need to tell the Lord. I don't know what you need to say to Him to get your relationship right if you're backslidden on Him. I know what you need to say if you're a sinner. That's what you need to tell Him. You just need to say, God, I'm a sinner. I deserve a pit in a part in the pit of the devil's hell that was created for him. I'm asking for mercy today. Oh, Jesus, the best I know how. Right now, I repent of my sin and receive you by faith. I believe it was hard for these fishermen to say no. We didn't catch anything. Every time I'm out on a lake or every time I'm out on a river, somebody comes by, they say, have you catching any? Hey, can I tell you, it's always better when you can say yes, even if it's a little one or two. But oh, they were wise enough to say nope. We didn't catch a thing. Hey, can I tell you, if you're in that dark place, if you're in the night, oh, look, you're laboring, you're toiling, but nothing's happening. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. But oh, can I tell you how the day's dawn? It's a new day. You can have a new beginning. Jesus is right here. He's calling, friend. He's waiting. And if you'll confess to Him, whatever it may be, if you'll confess to Him, you can have a new beginning. When the morning was now come, thank God it's here. It's been waiting on you. Do you realize that? It's been waiting on you. Oh, look, all you got to do is take advantage of it. It has been waiting on you. Hey, listen, will you seize it? Will you just reach out and take what God has to offer? And I'm going to tell you something, friend. God makes no mistake. God makes no mistake. And let me say something to you here. And I've just about got to quit because my time's up. I mean, let me tell you something. There's a lot of commentaries that I read about this in my lifetime. I even did and kind of brushing up and just seeing what other men said about this. See what the Lord would do to stir me and feed me. There's some men, listen now, they criticize Peter and the other six men for going fishing. But it's a funny thing to me, Jesus doesn't. I'll tell you that day that a man by the name of Elijah was found in a cave, when the Lord stood there in that still small voice, called him forth, he said, hey, Elijah, what in the world world are you doing here? Elijah, what are you doing here? And that's not the quote. You can turn over there and read it. Can I tell you what? He didn't jump on him. He didn't criticize him. He just came to meet his needs. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, Mary's virgin-born Son, came into this world, left the portals of glory, entered into the stream of humanity, died substitutionally for us, raised victoriously on the third day, and He came to meet our needs, came to meet us where we're at. And if you'll come to Him, if you'll come to Him today, I'll tell you what, He'll satisfy you. He'll clean you up. He'll fill you up. He'll stand you up. He'll patch you up. He'll fix you up. He'll make you a new creature in Christ if you're lost and undone. If you're a backslider, He'll restore you. Thank God. Listen. Hey, listen. He'll assure you. He'll meet your need if you'll just realize that He's waiting for you. And when the morning was come, listen, it's a new day, new opportunity, available. Why don't you reach out and seize it today? Oh, write and let me know that you have. God bless.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.